Okay. The topic of today's shiur is Hagdaras Psul Zechil B'Mikvos. In other words, one of the common issues that one could potentially have with a mikvah is, as we discussed last week, Zechila. There's a leak in the mikvah. That's, you know, so that could be a common problem, that there's a leak in the mikvah, and therefore there could be a psul in the mikvah, because we know that our mikvahs are if they're megashamim, then of course they have to be dafka dashborim, dafka waters that are still. Even if they're mei mayan, like in Pesach or something like that, but they're mayan shehufsak. Right, they pump air into the thing and they do it in a way that won't be psul of tefisas yideodom, but they're not attached to the initials. They had to dig very deep, so they also don't get the din of mayim. And even if you want to tell me what that you dug and you got your mei mayim, right? But we know that in a lot of cases we have to worry about what the tosefta that we saw last week, that if you dig samach to the water, then you have to be choshish that the water was coming, what? Not from underneath the ground, but minatzad, from the ocean or something like that. And even though the ocean itself is a mayan, but it's hufsak because it's coming through the ground, you know, horizontally through from the side, and that won't get the coolers of Mayan anyway, even though it's technically Mayan water, and therefore you'll have a psul schila, as we said, the Satmar Rebbe said, Noch Rosenberg said, Satmar Rebbe, that he was choshish anywhere in Williamsburg, that anything he would dig, even though it's May Mayan, that you couldn't give a cool of Mayan, because it's Samach Wanar, the East River, whatever, and therefore it wouldn't be... So in almost all the cases, I mean, technically, you're obviously going in the ocean, so that's a mayan, so that's matayr bezolchlin. But in many cases, you have to be choshish to make sure that your mikvah is not zolchel. So the question that we're going to try to tackle today is what... You know, what exactly is chila? How much is it? Is it dripping or something like that to give a status of zochel? So the Rashba in the Torah Habayis discusses this question. Look on page 3. Shar Hasheni. Aver bo arboim so elu imitarim davke bashporn afil bezochlin. Shor b'toros konim. Af mayin abor mikve mayim yator. Ima mayin mitar bezochlin. Af mikve mitar bezochlin. Etc. So we know that a mikve is mitar bashporn and not bezochlin. So then, the last two lines, the last word on the second line to the bottom. V'lo mishum shelo yatsar amayim arbaim sol komar. In other words, even if you have way more than arbaim sol, in other words, let me tell you, zochlin, the definition of zochlin normally means what? That the water is dripping out of the mikvah. Not there's water going into the mikvah. In other words, say, for example, you left the faucet on. In the mikvah, right? The faucet, so the water is coming in. The faucet is ashaka, so it's all going to be nitar. But there's water coming in from the faucet when the person is in the mikvah. But it's not dripping out anywhere; it's just coming in. So the pashup shot, that's not called zechila. Zechila means it's dripping out of the mikvah, not coming in. There's one place in the Divrei Chaim that he seems to allude to that drip coming in is also zechila, and then there's a whole dian in the achronim if he really meant that or not. You could look at the, you know, these are four shiurim I made for the four that I gave a 24-part series. So in the 24-part series, we have more, you know, every detail and with all the, but this is only for a four-part series, because we don't have enough time for a 24-part series. So, so the Divrei Chaim, you know, the Divrei Chaim wrote a sefer on Hilchas Mikvos. But a lot of the famous psakim of the Divrei Chaim and Hilchas Mikvos are in the Tshuvas Divrei Chaim, which is general Tshuvas. Like any Shailos and Tshuvas sefer, he happens to have many Tshuvas on Mikvos. We're doing now Hilchas Mila. There's very important Tshuvas in Hilchas Mila as well. So this particular sock of sorts, that even water dripping in is chila, is found in the separate sefer on Mikvos of the Divrei Chaim, not the Tshuva sefer. There are other famous things that the Divrei Chaim said on Mikvos, Bez Hashem will see in future shiurim, that are in the Tshuva sefer. Good. So he says, so don't think for a second, says the Rashba, that it's because, well, if it's dripping out, then I'm going to lose my 40 saw. No! You have daiva hoiser, you have 80 saw. But it's dripping out, but you have 80 saw. So we're going to talk about skila malamim, but, and yet it's still be a problem, because skila is absul. So afilu yesham arboim, or afilu kamalafi shenasu kulam zochun. So, because it doesn't matter. We're going to see, there's going to be a machlokas rishonim about zechila mala mimem. Meaning, what if you have mem saw, and then above the mem saw line, that's where the drip is. Is that also, that's a machlokas rishonim. So, he's saying over here that the psul zechila has nothing to do with the shear. But then he writes his famous comment. This is what the Rashba is famous for. This is the second line on page 4. The nirali shall omru ella b'shenekev hamikva rochav shamayim yotzi mimenu nireis zechilosim. This is what's called in the poskim zechila hanikeres. That the zechila has to be a zechila hanikeres. We'll try to define what that is. Tekevet sheyotzim kolkachat shetira zechilosim. Right? If you, if you have water coming out of a body of water, and it's going out quickly, you could see, you could see that it's coming out. So that's called zechila nikeres. So then, donin osok is ochel mamish. But, hamikve mayim, shenekev, knokev ma'at, atchelo yochel mayim, v'notev ma'at ma'at. But if it's just a little drip, it's a leak, ma'at ma'at, the holech v'chaser ain't ze nikra zochel. That's not zochel. And what's his raya? She'akarka chalchulei mechalchela, page 5, umetatefes, v'nevoim amayim ma'at ma'at b'mkoma. Because any time you build, you see, the mikvahs of yesteryear were not as fancy as the mikvahs of today. The mikvahs of yesteryear was you took a shovel and you dug in the ground a hole in the ground, and then it rained. Very simple. And then you went into this hole in the ground, and that was the mikvahs of yesteryear. No frills mikvah. No frills mikvah. And that's what a mikvah mayim is. So obviously, the karka absorbs, right? It's porous. You know, it's kalchuli mechalchel. It has, you know, it's not. There's holes in the earth. It's not compact, and mayim is seeping in. So then you could passel every mikvah, right? Because every mikvah is there's going to be seepage in the old days. Today we plaster it, whatever we cement it. You know, we don't have that. But in the original types of mikvahs, it should also be a problem. So why is it not a problem? So he says, because that zechila is a zechila she'ena nikeres, and therefore it's permissible. Rav Chaim Kalman Klein pointed out to me, is a mikveh person in I think in Kiryas Yoel, that the tshuva, the lashon of the Chasam Sofer in the tshuva is the pasuk says Ach Mayin Ubor Mikveh Mayin. It doesn't say Ubor Sid. In other words, you know, Mishnah Pirkei Avos Bor Sid She'ena Mabet Tipa. Right, Yochanan ben Zakkai, right? Some people they retain everything, right? So that was the shvach of one of the Tanoim, that he was a bor sid she'eno mape tipa. So what does a bor sid mean? A bor sid means that it was plastered with lime. So then it's ein mape tipa. So the Chasam Sofer explains Pshat in the Rashba that the Torah said bor. So stam bor is what? It's not bor sid. It's not plastered with lime. It's just karka. So the Torah didn't say bor sid. That's the ach bai mayin ubor sid mikveh mayim yator ubor. So stam bor is not sid. So it is ma'abed tipa. And afal pikein, it's good. So says the Rashba, you see from here that it's okay. This is his yisod, that a mikveh that has a zechilish ena nikeris is kosher. Mikveh ena nikeris is kosher. Now, is there any counter shita? So this is quoted in the Mechaber, this psak of the Rashba, on page 7, in Reish Aleph Nun Aleph, says the Mechaber, Nikev ha-mikveh u'mei mavnotvim ma'at ma'at o nivloim bekarka ma'at ma'at kosher lefi she'ein zechilosan nikeris. So it's great. You have a mechaber. There's no even chaylik on the mechaber. So alts is fine. Until we look a little further. And until we look at the Bir Hagra in Sifkot and Tzadivov, where he writes, Divrei ha-mechaber temuhin. I mean, what, give me a break. I mean, who argues with this? Divrei ha-mechaber temuhin. I mean, innocent mechaber. He's just quoting a Rashba. You know, what's the grah? You know, what's his problem? So, no, he says, Divrei mechaber temuhin. So the Vilna Gaon is going to say like this. Let me outline the thought process of the Vilna Gaon. He said, no, this Rashba is only the Rashba l'shitoso about some other topic, right? And we don't necessarily paskin like the Rashba on the other topic, and it's only the Shitosu for that other topic, so therefore we shouldn't paskin like this Rashba either. That's the superficial. Now, what is that other topic? So he says, Divrei ha-mechaber temuhin the Rashba kosov l'shitosu d'svirulei kiperish harash alfil masha kosov b'sif ha-kodim d'ei nifsal l'onkein lo yishar memsa as b'kagav the posu. So he says like this, that this psak is Rashba l'shitosu. What is l'shitosu from where? So there is a machlokas rishonim that we mentioned before about zechila l'mala mimem. What if you have a mikveh that has 60 saw? So the first 40 are good, solid, no problem. And then above the 40 saw line, there's a little crack. So it's only leaking from above the 40 saw. So you'll never lose your shear. So that is a machloikis, whether that is a problem of zechila. Do we say, well, that passels the whole mikveh or not? And that's based on how you learn pshat in a mishnah in mikvos. So the Shulchan Aruch in Nun says, mikveh shall make shomim shenifrot echad miksolov amayim yotzim derech hasedek. So the Mechaber quotes the opinion that as long as Yesharubo Mem saw Lamala, then you're okay. In other words, if the sedek is lamala, I mean memsa, so you'll always have memsa underneath kosher. So, and the Rashba argues with that. So the Vilna Gaon says that the Rashba only said that Lishitaso, that he holds that even a Zechila Lamala Mimem is possible. So there are different Pshatim, and therefore he said this Chiddush. So what does one have to do with the other? So the simple Pshat, I think the Chazanish said, and there are a lot of different Pshatim. The Chazanish is here on page 19. I'll summarize it for you. But you can see, he says like this. There's so many people who have Pshatim on, in other words, what's the connection? The Gaon saying, no, the Rashba holds Chila Malim Mem is a problem, that's why he paskin like this. Because, so the simple Pshat, I think the way the Chazanish learns is that what? That, in other words, if you have a Chila Malim Mem, right, so you, and now you want to cause that the whole mikveh should be possible, so then it has to be a Zechil HaNikeris for it to affect the whole mikvah, because he's holding that it's Zechil Mal Mem passes. But if you hold that Zechil Mal Mem doesn't passel, because you can always have the shear, so then even if you have a zechila that's ain't any keres, it's going to be a problem. In other words, the people that, because then you're saying that zechila lamala mimem doesn't pasel, so the only zechila that pasels is lamata mimem. So then you don't need such a zechila to mess up the mikvah, because it's already within the mem zone. But if you want something lamala mimem to affect lamata mimem, so then it has to be something of significance. But if you hold that, what the Mechaber holds, that Tzchila L'mala Mimem is not a psul. So the only time you have a psul is L'mata Mimem, so then that even a Tzchila that is Ein Nikeres is a problem. That's one way. There's so many different, you can look at Rav Arkal, there's so many different, the Eis Atah, the way, which I think the simple pshat to say over now, in this Lishitoso of this Vilna Gaon. So you want to passel the stuff that's further away, it has to be something of more significance. So Mamela, so that's what Rav Nachman Rosenberg said, that sometimes we try, to be nisar on even as chil she'ena nikeres. And that's for course of the Vilna Gaon. Because of the Vilna Gaon, basically, he took a Rashba that seemingly nobody argued with, and he made a whole tumul here. He said the Rashba only said it because his Rashba Lishitosu will pasul mal mimem, and therefore he has this thing. But if you hold that the Tzchil mal mimem doesn't pasul, only pasul lamata, then even his Tzchil shein and he cares. But lamaisa, Rabosai, we seem to hold from the pashtus, like, of course, in life, the way it works in life, anything that starts off that a zechila she'ein nikeres will eventually be a zechila hanikeres. It's a big musar shmuz. You could give a whole musar shmuz on this. So that's the story. So the mites that we try, obviously, if you notice you're a rub in the community, you notice there's a leak, you want to fix the leak. But Mikar din, the Mechaber says, Chilu Shein in Nikeres is Mutter. So I'll show you a story on page 26 in Masoris Moshe. This is the diary of by Mordechai Pendler when he was Meshamish Moshe. A lot of interesting stories He tells you the people. You know, very, very interesting. So he has a Rav Shmuel first. Tzilzel b'yom shishi. Oh, I have a lot of hanah from this line. I'll tell you why. Can I tell you why? I'll tell you a story. I once was Masada Kedushin in Chicago. One of my Talmidim on a Thursday night in Chicago. And I filled out the ksuba from before. And I looked in the madrich, so I filled out whatever how madrich spelled it. And madrich spelled shishi with a yud, which many hold you don't spell with a yud. I was Masada Kedushin, Rabbi first read the ksuba. So after he finished reading the ksuba, he said to me, you know, shishi, you shouldn't put a yud there. So it's interesting that this line, Rabbi first silsil yom shishi, you know, so that brings me back to that that story from Chicago. Okay, just reminiscing. So he tells you all the play-by-play actions. The Rabbi first called on Friday, and he asked that I should ask Rav Moshe the following question. There's one mikvah that has no zechila at all, but it's further away. So could he use this one that's more available that has a zechila she'ein nikeres? In other words, you have to just make sure that there's a schila she'ein nikeres. Yesh lachtivo ke'ein nikeres. Im rach nechzar mehamikva ke'inch mehamayim. In other words, you see that there's an inch diminished. Shekidei lifsol letzarch lios dover shemamish niker. In other words, it has to be mamish niker. As ve'ezim kosher v'ada engit chosat fila ad akar shabbish b'sfil zeh. He says that, in other words, they have a choice. They could wait till Motzai Shabbos to go to the mikveh, or they could use the mikveh here that's closer by that has a tchila she'ein nikeres. So he said, no. As long as it's al pi din as tchila she'ein nikeres, so you know, Rav Moshe wasn't concerned that you dafka have to be machmir. You know, Rav Nachum Rosenberg, he's a mikveh builder. So if you're a mikveh builder, so then you want to make sure you get everything in because, as I told you before, like once you have a little thing, so then it becomes a big thing. Like Rabbi Yecheskel Roth once passed my lulav. I don't think it was really puzzled, but you know, it was split a little. So he thought, you know, split now, get split more. You know, he said, okay, whatever. The same idea. Okay, let's talk a little. You see, so I'm a big believer that before you leave this yeshiva, you should at least see one piece of Torah from Rav Yitzchak Kochanim. You know, you go through your whole career here in yeshiva, you probably never saw one tshuva from Rav Yitzchak Kochanim. I'll tell you the answer for that. The answer is that Rav Yitzchak Kochanim and his clientele was Gedolei Rabbanim, who were asking the Gadol Hador to give. So most people in the yeshiva, they don't get to that level to be down on Rav Yitzchak Kochanim. You see, Rav Chanan Wasserman was also a great man, but he was teaching 15-year-olds. He was teaching, you know, Rabbi Drillman. I used to speak to him. He was a Talmud of Rav Chanan. My 8th grade Rebbe in Yeshiva Flappish was a Talmud of Rav Chanan Wasserman. So he was dealing with, so the Torah that he was talking about was like Lumdus and things like that. But the Piskei Dinim of Rav Yitzchak Kochanim the people he was speaking to were Rabbanim who were Gedolei Torah, who wanted to hear what the Gadol Hador has to say about it. So I figured, you know, so before you leave yeshiva, you should see something from Rav Yitzchak Kochanim. So on page 13 in the Ein Yitzchak, he has a tshuva. He has fascinating tshuvas on all areas of halacha. So he says, "Neshalti al mokum shenimtza mayim bibachutz la mikva al haaretz sheyotzu min a mikva Whereas you come to the mikvah and you see, I told you yesterday, Reb Chaim wrote a letter. I have the letter. How to build a mikvah. So one thing he wanted with building a mikvah is he didn't want it. Obviously, the mikvah usually is supposed to be in the ground, but he felt that if it's in the mamish in the ground, you're not really going to be able to see zechila. Because the best way to see zechila is you look on the side, you'll see if it's dripping. So he wanted the mikvah on the stilts. So he writes a whole thing. You take the mikvah with stones, and you can put it on stilts, etc. And then we could see the zechila. Okay, so Rav Yitzchak Kochanan had a mikvah that you were able to see from the side, and there was water on the ground. So they asked him, "Is it a problem?" So he says, "Hinli lashiva b'ksara ke'ein b'yicholti ke'es laharich." He says, quotes the Rashba. The doctor v'schila nikeres posel b'zochun, and the Chasam Sofer Hevi Rayas Medvarav. I told you what Rav Chaim Kalman Klein pointed out, that Torah doesn't say bor sid, it says bor. So he wants to bring a raya from the Rambam. Maybe we'll look at that Rambam later to see what his raya is from the Rambam. But he holds stark from this Rashba, and he says Shulchan Aruch brings it below Shum Cholik. You know, okay. So he wasn't. You know, the Gaon's thing didn't necessarily faze him so much about the Gaon. You know, thought that it was a problem. But the Shulchan Stam of the Milsa. So then he writes, so this is what he holds. This is a Chiddush. It's like someone said to me, obviously it's a big cooler. Yitzchak Kochanan had broad shoulders. He was had a lot of coolers. And he nipshat loshon harash for mashma that ikar tolo im ein nira hazechila lamala betocha mikvah. In other words, the question, where do you look for the schila? Do you look on top of the water level? Or do you look, in the mikvah? Or do you look outside the mikvah? Because if you look outside the mikvah, you're going to see a schila much quicker than you look inside. In other words, unless it's really a big hole, you're not going to see it if you just look on the top of the water level, but just looking for there for So he's Mekel, Rav Yitzchak Kochanan. He says the Iker Tolo im Ein Nira Hazchila Lamala B'Toch HaMikvah Shehim Aschelus L'Ksheir. So it was obviously when there's flowing water, like you go to an ocean, you look at the top, you see it moving. But that's Mutter because it's a Mayim, so it's Mutter. But he's saying that you need something, more significant than a little that you can be able to tell that it's leaking. From looking at the top of the inside the mikvah, as opposed to looking outside the mikvah to see a leak. Okay, so that's his. So therefore, that's what he's saying. That you just have a neck of cotton on the outside, so that's not as chila nikeres. So that's what he's writing. So at the end of the tshuva on the left side of page 14, second line. Okay, ladati ha'ikaru timro'u ba'mikvah lamala v'lohaya nikar has chila lamala. And so versteht sich, no one wants to have a mikvah that's, you should fix it. But he quotes the Mil Staka that says, "Im yotze hazchila derech nekev katan ein zezchila ukshera," and he has printed here on page 12. Right, he uses the same lashon from the Gemara Chagiga that the Rashba uses, that said the katan with the drip. So he thinks it's okay. So this can be very very relevant, because Rav Yitzchak Kochanan holds Meikar Adin that's kosher. So in certain communities, they could have a problem. Some communities they have more than one bor tefila. So if you have one that's not a So you close it temporarily and you have everyone go. But some communities don't have that luxury. And so sometimes you have to work with the Ikar Adin. And Schila and Ikaris or not. So that's a kula from Rav Yitzchak Chochan. That's a big kula, as Rav Gutman pointed out. It's a big kula. Others are more machmir. There's a tshuva in the Imre Yosher, who was also a Poisek Hador. Hayeshiva wasn't named after him, but he's still kedai to know the tshuvas from Rav Meir Arik, who was from the Gedolei Harabonim. And he also speaks about the definition of Zechila. So he has a lashon here on page 16. He says, "Imke akolcha had the neck of kol lav zchila hanikeres haynuk shagam yisharo zchila so in the mikra zchila klal kaven she in a zochel rak metaftev can a ikar toloi bekamos im zochel mamish o derech tichftev." In other words, he said, "No, you look at the outside of the mikvah, but you see, is it just drip, 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 or is it one continuous?" Stream that's coming out. So he says that how the neck of cotton will have zechila hanikeres hainu shagami sharo zechila zu ena nikar l'zechila klal. Zechila hanikeres means it's not nikar as a zechila because it's dripping, drip, drip, drip. It's not, you know, obviously if it's going to be a gush, obviously you're going to notice it. Then you'll notice it even for Rabbi Yitzchak Chochan standard. But came shein a zochel rak metaftev and came haikir toloi bekamus im zochel mamish o derech tiftuf. So therefore, if it's derech, we don't know. Shadavan nira alday medida shemok b'tzias ma'im yotim chiluach alday tiftuf eno be'em shari sheyachzer kimusol shoh havi zchila. So if it's a way that you can tell that it's a drip. Based on how much you're versus something more steady, that would be a problem. I mean, if it wouldn't, if it's drip drip, wouldn't, then if it's more steady, would. Okay. There's always every once in a while. This shiloh comes up about, okay, let me tell you the two shilohs. Like, there's a famous story. If you want to see all the Maamar Kovim, you should look in the longer version packets. This story happened in Yerushalayim on Friday night. That what happened. So the way we work today is we try to keep mikvahs clean. That's a big yisod. Right? We want women to go, they want it to be clean. Right? We're in a very hygienic society. People like clean, it's good. Better, more clean, more women will go, etc. So therefore, basically, we take out the waters every day from the mikvah and we refill. Right? In other words, the bor tefillah is emptied every day, and we refill the bor, so this way we get new, fresh water, and then we do hashaka to mayim kishamim that are... But every day, when a woman's going to the mikveh, so obviously, if she from the first people who are at the mikveh, she's going to get cleaner water than if she goes from the last person. But every day... You know, in many mikvah, in the commonly used mikvahs of the communities that you all are familiar with, they're going to refill the mikvah, the mayim shuvim, that are going to have be hushak to make a shamim every day. And the way a lot of them do it is, you know, the old system, they had a plug. Basically, they're going to suck it out, like a vacuum, so to speak. Suck it out, and then they'll refill it. And then they'll do a new hashaka, and then the next day again, and then. So it happened once. This happened in Yerushalayim. It's written up in the Knei Boisim. A lot of the contemporary poskim in Eretz Yisrael wrote about this story. And basically, what happened was the suction machine started sucking out the water when the women were still being tovel in the water. That was what happened. Now, why in the world? So there's a theory. There's the cat theory. So Nachum Rosenberg said that maybe a cat came and pressed down on the button to activate the... Okay, it was a cat, not a cat. You know, whatever it was, that's what happened. So this, of course, needless, caused a big havoc. And to complicate this story... It was Friday night. So basically, they were choshish that this should be considered zechila. It's coming out of the mikvah. This is zechila. But so they wanted to be able to contact all the women that went to the mikvah Friday night to come back to the mikvah. And that's not an easy thing on a Friday night. So they went. You know, in Eretz Yisrael, they have these... You always hear these cars with the announcements, you know, they're announcing Levaya, they're announcing... So they went to all the neighborhoods that would be shaykh to this on Friday night. I think Rav Meir Bransdorf went whatever, with them, and they, in a tzanua way, they articulated that people should go back to the mikvah because they considered this... a serious shayla of zechila. So and it happened to be Friday night, so they had to have a goy, you know, drive the car and go around. This is a shayla. This is a big shayla. So that was a, you know, like a famous case that they all, you know, talked about. But a less famous case, which I've had a Rav called me up about this happens not all the time, but it's something that does happen, and that is a lot of mikvahs are filtered. They have the filter, so usually when the women are going to the mikvah, the filter is shut off, and they have a situation. Certain Chashev Rav had in his community a situation where there was a new mikveh lady, and she didn't shut off the filter. So the filter, the water's, you know, moving in, moving out. You know, so there's a zechila shayla in the filter. So they tried to contact. You know, they try to contact the woman who went to go again, but there's one woman from out of town. They couldn't contact them. So this Rav called me, wanted to know him what. So first I said there's a couple of things on this. The svara that the tshuvas have, one of those tshuvas had the svara, but obviously in Yerushalayim they didn't want to rely on this to just be makel, and that is maybe zechila is only if the mikveh itself is zochel, there's a crack in the mikveh, it's a hole in the mikveh. But here basically the water is, you know, settled, something is sucking it out. Is that the same as that? So Rav Abadi has a tshuva here on page 25 where he said there was a story in Lakewood like that a woman went to the mikveh when there was still, you know, the filter or whatever was still on, and they were makel. He says, "Chol zadavti b'mayim sheyotzi machmal chashev shevregat shetivsak pulas anshev lo yotzu yosim mayim." The azlo chashev zochlim kevin sheina mayim zochlim mitzar atzma. That was his. So over here, the same idea. In other words, the water is not zochel machmas atzman. The water is stationary, something else, a koach acher. But you could argue with this. So you could say, who cares? The bottom line is, it's coming out. So he quotes, he says, Rav Moshe was maskim. So this Rav asked me, that, you know, we have a tshuva from Rav Moshe. So there's a tshuva here on page 24. Where Rav Moshe speaks about a filter. From various perspectives, one means from the Shuvim perspective, and then on the second column on page 24, the third paragraph, Mitzad Zchila, he says Yoser Notesh Ein Kamsul Kevin Shebaim LeFilter Chozum LeKomen. So Moshe says there's a Shuvus Rivash. That's that same Shuvus Rivash that I quoted last week about Zchila being the same concept of. You know, about katafras and tzchila, equated, etc. So basically, the Rivosh says the following, that if you have a mikveh, that when the person comes in the mikveh, the water goes over, you know. But you have so he says like this, it depends. If the second you leave the mikveh, the water is going to come back, because basically the water is like on a this is the way it's configured. So this person goes in and the water comes up, but it's on a slant here, so as soon as the person comes out, the water is going to just go back in, so that the Rivash says that's not a problem. If it's like this, and the person goes, the water's going to go here and not come back, then that could be a problem. But if the water says chozum kolum, so that's not that's what the Rivash says. So Rav Moshe says mitzad hazchil yosher notesh ein kapsul came in because the filter, the water's going in, coming back out. It's a little bit, some point out it's a little bit different, because over here it's coming out back naturally. Here it's another force that's bringing it back. That's not necessarily the same. So, but Lameisa, he thought Meeker didn't. So look, Lameisa, you know, obviously L'chadchila we don't do such a thing, and all the situations that were happening are situations where the, you know, something happened. But it's important to know certain kulas that are, you know, shayach in certain shasat chak situations. And in the chatchila situation, obviously, we're going to close the filter and the waters are going to be stagnant while the person is going in the mikveh. Oh, so Rav Yitzchak Elchanan in that tshuva that we saw before wants to bring a raya to the Rashba. Remember last week we looked at the Gemara Nedarim that they made mikvos for the women that. And maftzi b'yomad de Tishrei, right? They made the mats in Yomad de Tishrei. So some learned the mats were mats on the floor. Others say, no, it can't mean that. But the Rambam learns, and it's not in this packet here, but here, you can look, Rav Yitzchak Elchanan quotes it on the bottom of page 13. That the maftzi were partitions. In other words, in the Yom HaTishrei, the water was still flowing, right? So it was in the Yom HaDin Nisan, it was too much. Yom HaTishrei was flowing, but you can still contain it. You can still contain it. So you put, so you have a situation where there's Rabu Gshamim on Me'anohar. So when you can contain it, so you can be makif, mapsi, not mats on the floor, but a partition to contain the zechila. So Rav Yitzchak Aron says, "Zepashet v'yadua de mapa tainu machzela siyefshar shaloi yetsu hamayim derech sham lochutz." He says, most probably, the, you know, how solid were these mafsi that they had bisman gemar? Mistama, there was still some, you know, area for the water to go out, right? But yet the Rambam permitted it. So he says that he wants to bring a raya that the Rambam also agrees to the Rashba, that since it's a zechila she ain't any keres, since it's a zechila she ain't any keres, then it would be okay. Because so the mafzi would stop the gushing of the water, but even though it was most probably still stuff would come out, and it would be okay. And the Rush has a similar idea when they speak about stopping a zechila with different things, because there is a tshuva, Rav Chaim Kalman Klein from Kiryas Yoel pointed out to me, the Sefer Bo'i Chai. Bo'i Chai was written by the Knesset HaGedolah. Just yesterday I was using it in the library for Hilchas Mila. But the Bo'i Chai quotes like 10 Rishonim that he claims, in other words, you see, till now, I give you, the Rashba is the assumption, and okay, the Gra had problems, and then within the Rashba we have to define how you turn the skin the kelis, do you look inside, look outside, etc. But then the Bo'i Chai says that he was medayik from several Rishonim, that he feels that as long as the schila is not shaitif kenohar, then that's okay. That's even a bigger kula. And the Bo'i Chai, you know, he learned pshat and you can look in the I told you in the longer version. I can't put everything in the shorter version, but in the Bo'i Chai, he quotes like 10 shitas that say that it has to be shoytef kanar. So that's even zechila hanikeres. But if it's what we would call nikeres, maybe according to all opinions, that it's not shoytef kanar, so then he held that these rishonim hold that it's not absurd. Okay? But as Rabbi Klein said to me after he told me about this tshuva and I looked it up, and he says, but in the end of the day, it's not even a yesh omrim in the Shulchan Aruch. The Rashba is the kula shita. We're not going to go further than, so they're all these 10 rishonim and this, but it didn't make it into even a yesh omrim into the Shulchan Aruch. And he was misspoiled. Okay, I mean, you know, a lot of it is, okay, some of it, a rush, whatever, maybe a diuk here, there, you know, maybe, you know, sometimes you can make other diukim. That's what he said. Okay, let me just chazer over what we talked about today. We talked about the psul zechila. We quoted the Rashba Shita that the zechila has to be a zechila hanikeres. We said that the Chasam Sofer says it's from the pasuk because the Rashba says it's because any time you dig a pit, there's going to be some zechila. Ha'arakula chalchula mechalchala. And the Chasam Sofer bolsters that Rashba by saying the pasuk says bor. It doesn't say bor sid, so there's always going to be seepage. And Nafal Pikein, obviously it's okay. So it must be that it's okay. So then we saw that the Gra says, and Mechaber quotes this Rashi. But on the Gros says, Divrei Mechaber Temuim. Why? Because he says that Rashi, that is only Lishitoso from another Rashi that he passels Zechil El Mala Mimem. And therefore he needs this, the passels Zechil Mal Mem, he needs Zechil Hanikeres. But if you don't hold this Apsul of La Mal Mimem, it's only Lamata Mimem, so then any Zechila could possibly be a problem, even if it's not Nikeres. Ah, the pasuk in Chumash. So, Keilu it says Bor Sid. You know, okay, it doesn't say Bor Sid, but it means like some want to say that it means Bor Sid. So that was the Gaon. And Rav Nachum Rosenberg again. If you're from the perspective of mikvah builder, yeah, you try to be chayshish for the Gaon, because as I said, anything that ultimately is not Nikeres now will probably won't be they be Nikeris. And then we discuss the question of what is the chila. We did the tshuva of Yitzchak Chochanan, where he's makel to say that even if you look from inside, that's a very big cooler, because you're not going to see something from looking on top of a thing unless it's really something significant. Whereas Reb Chaim, when he said, his ideal way of building a mikveh, was to build it on stilts so you could see it from outside. And then we saw Rav Meir Arik differentiating between if something is dripping, drip, which is not a zechila, so it would be okay, whereas that's called zechila shein in Nikeres because it's not really a zechila. As a constant, or whether there's a flow. Then we told you the story in Yerushalayim about the thing being sucked out. Then we discussed everybody's tshuva, whether if something is basically omeid bashporin, bashporin's there, but something be bachutz is dovin bachutz, is that called zechilos or everybody for? Now even in the tshuvas that were written in Yerushalayim, they mentioned the svara, but they in the bottom day they weren't gonna. They still wanted to go all 9 yards out to be machers in Yerushalayim to get everything. That's what, and Rav Moshe has the question of the filter, and Rav Moshe bases himself on the Rivash that if it's coming back in, even if it's like a koach acher, it's bringing it back in, that's not a zechila at all. And then we saw him, Moshe said to Rabbi first that if you could bring it, that Lechatchila could rely. I mean, Lechatchila in a situation that he didn't tell him to wait for Motzai Shabbos to go to the mikveh, even though the only local mikveh that they could have gone to the Friday night was a mikveh that had a zechila shein in the keres. He says as long as we can ascertain that it's zechila in the keres, then he shouldn't be docha the tefila. Then we said that the Bai Chai has another shita from many Rishonim that unless it's Shotev Kanohar, it's not a problem of Zechila. Rav Yitzchak Chana used that Rambam. I think the Bai Chai uses that same Rambam about the Mafzi, that the Mafzi accomplished that it's not Shotev Kanohar anymore. Rav Yitzchak Chana will say no, the Mafzi accomplished that it's not a Zechila Hanikeres anymore. It's still a Zechila, because he uses that same Rambam that I believe the Bai Chai uses to bring a Raya that we should pass to like the Rashba, because this other Shita wasn't even on the radar, because in the world of Shulchan Aruch, that's not even a Yesh Omrim. So these are some basic ideas of Zechila. It's an important thing, because of Rav in the community, even though you always bring in a specialist, but you have to know when to bring in the specialist, and this is something to, that you have to. Zechila is a common soul. So next week, we're on for next week, Bez Hashem, or Bez Hashem next week. Do Mayim Shuvim, which is also a very important topic, and then we'll the week after Shavuos, and then the fourth year is very important about Hashaka, and so we should we'll speak to Rabbi Stein in terms of the scheduling and the.